This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, award number 36, number one in your hearts, Leroy Butler, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He is Matt Schneidman. You can follow him on Twitter at Matt Schneidman. Wrote a great piece on A.J. Dillon we will get to momentarily. But first, Matt, I want to get your thoughts on Aaron Jones saying, you know, he wants to be a Packers for a Packer football player for life and so forth. Last year of his deal, similar to that of Jamal Williams, there had been some rumblings and talk of a possible extension for Aaron Jones. If he wants to be here and if the Packers want him, why do you think there hasn't been an extension done to this point?
I think it's natural in the NFL, especially with running backs, for teams to realize it may not be worth it to pay a guy like Aaron Jones as much as he's worth. I mean, you look at the top five paid running backs in the NFL, Christian McCaffrey, David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, Ezekiel Elliott, and Derrick Henry, not in that order. Those are the only five making five digits per year above $10 million. Aaron Jones would probably, if they get a deal done before the season, be worth being the third or fourth highest paid running back in the league. I mean, he led the league in total touchdowns last year, playoffs included. I know he didn't have the yardage that Henry and McCaffrey did, and he probably won't get Ezekiel Elliott money, but he's probably worth between $11 and $13 million a year. And while both sides are obviously interested in a long-term marriage per se, I just don't know how realistic that is. And I think that's evidenced by the guy you mentioned and the guy we're about to talk about is drafting A.J. Dillon. Like I've said before, I think that's as much a safety valve for 2021 because your first two running backs are entering free agency as it is a number three option for this season.
Yeah, right. And I do agree with you. I think that now it's – you look at Aaron Rodgers and the whole situation with Jordan Love. I think that puts them in a positive situation with Aaron Rodgers as far as contract and money. I think if you look at A.J. Dillon, that puts them in a positive situation as far as Aaron Jones is concerned. I mean, they've got David Bakhtiari coming up. They've got Corey Linsley coming up. And they've got a number of players that's coming up that's looking for big money. I mean, Devontae Adams maybe in a couple of years. So I think you're right. The running back position is not what it used to be, and a lot of these guys are not making that big money. And Aaron Jones does have a history of getting hurt. So last year was pretty good. Didn't happen. But that is on that there's history of being injured a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this coming season is huge for that. Same reason it is for Kevin King. I mean, this league, obviously, as you guys know, is what have you done for me lately? And Kevin King and Aaron Jones played really well last year. But those are two guys who could not stay healthy their first couple of years in the league on a consistent basis, and now they're both in contract years. And I think both of those guys are guys that could be out the door in a year's time if they can't stay healthy, because obviously, as cliche as it is, the best ability is availability. And I think mostly with Aaron Jones, more so than Kevin King, showing that he can not only produce at the level he did last year, but stay healthy again, especially at the position he plays, will go a long way in determining how much effort the Packers put into re-signing him.
Yeah, I think that when they took A.J. Dillon, the first thing in my head popped up, they put Aaron Jones in the same category as the other Aaron. He won't finish his career with the Green Bay Packers, so they may have to trade him. So, because to me, if you draft a kid in the second round, you want to play him. Aaron Jones may not fit what they want to do. He's a spread running back type. They want a big. They want somebody who can hammer the ball, or they want a committee like in San Francisco. But my question is, I think we may be. I don't want to set A.J. Dillon up to fail, because if he don't live up to these expectations, people are going to call him on this show. People are going to call him a bust because he's not compared to some of these people. So I'd like to just step back and just give the kid a chance to grow.
I totally agree. I think that it's kind of the same thing with Rashawn Gary. I mean, it's unfair to call him a bust just based on where he was picked. The Packers, you know, used the number 12 overall pick in 2019 on a guy they had number 4 on their depth chart at outside linebacker behind the Smiths and Kyler Fackrell. It's not fair to call him a bust when the organization didn't put him in a position to contribute right away. That's just maybe a misguided draft pick at best. And the same goes for A.J. Dillon. Most running backs taken in the second round will probably, you know, be a starter or a backup right away. And it's not fair to call him a bust if he doesn't contribute this year. Here's a question I have for you guys. Do you think maybe this draft pick was made more with the future of Jamal Williams in mind than Aaron Jones? Maybe the Packers are dead set on extending Jones. Jamal Williams, obviously, a free agent after this season as well, obviously not talked about as much as Jones. But what are the chances you guys think they say, okay, we're going to do everything we can to keep Aaron Jones regardless of how much it costs. We're letting Jamal Williams go because, you know, I personally think that Jamal Williams could get starters money somewhere else. And A.J. Dillon is going to be our number 2 back next year and possibly even this year if he earns those snaps over Jamal.
What do you say, Leroy?
I'll go first, Gary. I think that the same thing I look at with Tim Boyle. How do you make him – is it going to be a 3-quarterback system and put Love third and let Boyle be your backup when you move the running back? The reason why I would be a little squeamish to let Jamal go, he's the best guy to protect if you're going to throw the football. And the coach has said they're 23rd in explosion plays, so they want to throw the football. But when you're talking about protecting a quarterback, he was the best. So if you remove him from the situation and one of these, A.J. or Aaron, can't protect Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have an issue there. What do you think, Gary?
Well, I think the Packers put themselves in a great position. I don't think they have to make that decisions. I think they're in. I think what they want to do is they want to be like the San Francisco 49ers. They want to have a number of running backs that can contribute. And I think all these guys can play a role. But I think what ends up happening, if Aaron Jones didn't get hurt, I think that would diminish his value. And then maybe Jamal Williams comes in and plays a little bit more. I think Jamal Williams is the third back. If you start Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, and I think it's Jamal Williams. So I think he's the third back. So I think the Packers are in a positive situation as far as concerned. They can just let this thing play out and see what running back does what. I think Jamal Williams is good. I don't know if he's a starter in this league that is a every down back, but most certainly I think he can play a long time in this league. I just don't see that talent there. But I think from the Packers' standpoint, they're just in a great spot. I mean, they covered themselves up with Jordan Love, with A.J. Dillon. I think they're in a good situation. Even with the tight end situation, they covered themselves up. They got like 30 tight ends over there. So, I mean, they're good there. I mean, so I think they're with the eye towards – I think this draft, to me, was a eye toward the future as far as who are we going to pay and who we're not going to pay and just kind of let it play out. And also maybe a change in philosophy on how they want to proceed down the line.
Talking with Matt Steinman here on the Wendy's Big Show here on the Fan. He wrote a great piece on A.J. Dillon.
Some of the names being thrown around in that piece, Matt, comparisons to A.J. Dillon of what he might be and so forth, let me a little squirmish. I mean, you're talking about some possible Hall of Fame running backs that he's being compared to.
Yeah, I think any time, and I realize that any time I talk to a bunch of former coaches like this, they're not going to say, oh, he reminds me of this NFL bust or something like
sure.
that. I understand that. So I understand it may come across as, you know, we need to take this with a grain of salt, but just physical abilities. He pretty much has things that not have. And Paul Dukauskas, who coached him in high school, played from 2001 to 2000 for the Browns. Went up against, obviously didn't defend them, but, you know, he saw.
Oh, Matt, your cell phone's breaking up, buddy. Cell phone started breaking up.
Me?
I don't know if you can get to better. Yeah, yeah. Try it again. Go ahead.
So I was just saying, you know, his high school coach who played in the league for a couple of years said, you know, he reminds me of Eddie George and Jerome Bettis, as I saw up close. You know, Mike Owen, the Packers scout who's watched him the past couple of years, said his physical abilities remind me of Saquon Barkley in terms of, you know, guys like Tyrone Wheatley and Ron Dayne and Eddie Lacy. Obviously, they didn't have as much success in the NFL, but the spurts, the explosiveness, the size, those are traits that I kept hearing in terms of this is a guy who is 6 feet, 247 pounds, runs a 4.5, and he'll plow you over. And he's got the speed, the break speed too. So I think, well, yeah, he might be a second, third string running back, and guys like Ron and Eddie Lacy and Tyrone Wheatley are the greatest comparison to your Packers fan. I think the physical skill set, the foundation that he has, is something that has to at least entice the fan base.
He is Matt Schneidman. Check out all of his great work. Follow him on Twitter at Matt Schneidman. Matt, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha. Take care. There is Matt Schneidman here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion outgrown your home, the Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. We turn our attention to Aaron Jones. We just talked to Matt Schneidman about. Do you think Aaron Jones is going to play the rest of his career in Green Bay? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.